got no beer, so I'm drinking wine. Got no red wine, so I'm drinking rosé. It's the only thing I could find in the rack. And the dog is drinking from a bird table, hence the choking. And I'm sat in the garden, listening to the birds complain about the dog drinking from the bird bath and the faint hum of the road. I'm sat outside my shed. I've yet to record anything sat inside my shed because my shed is not yet ready. It's been an incredibly manic week. I've got so much done, as have some workmen that have been round here. And I can't remember ever working so hard on what was technically a week off. A whole week to do stuff. Kind of non-work related, but which has been pretty worky as far as I'm concerned. The den is looking pretty good. I don't want to call it office because it looks a lot more fun than just a workspace. I still need to stain and varnish the inside, which I might have another little bit of a go tonight, but I've just been all over the place. I had to go and see my gran, and granddad on the other side is in hospital at the moment, so I went to visit him today, and just one thing after another. It's amazing because I'm trying to obviously get a good chunk of gadgets connected to the shed as well when it comes to intercom system, solar power, lighting batteries. I've got an awesome CCTV camera which I'm going to point in the direction of the shed as well, because I've got all of this to sort and organise and faff around with. I'm not actually getting around to finishing the bloody thing, so that will happen soon, but I've only got another day or so before it's back into the swing of work. Starting with the Latitude Festival. I haven't even thought about it. I've got to seriously get my head sorted because I'm going to be at the Latitude Festival for the second half of this week, working in association with, for the first time actually, in association with Audioboo, but with Absolute Radio. So looking forward to that. No idea what's in store. Today was kind of interesting. After the hospital visit, I went and saw a guy that I have kind of blogged about loosely. If you go to docuden.posterous.com, docuden.posterous.com, you'll see I've been throwing some photos and bits and bobs up around the creation of the den. I like calling it den because I've always had dens. Ever since I can remember, I've always had dens, and these have been spaces I'll go and sit and contemplate and originally play, and then later on plot, and then after that hide out. And now it'll just be a kind of sanctuary stroke workplace. So den's a good word. Man cave sounds a bit random, although I understand the terminology behind that. Woman cave doesn't kind of work as well. I don't know why. So this guy, where do I start? I've been kind of chatting up until this point because I didn't want to go straight into it, just in case someone like him finds this, because I want to be honest, but I don't want to be too honest. He is eccentric. That's a nice way of saying crazy, isn't it? So I'm in Wilkinson's, or Wilco's as it's most commonly called, and I'm picking up some cheap stuff, branded stuff, because if you go to the DIY stores, it's always a lot more. And I see a little sticker stroke thing on the card with advertisements on saying, you know, heavy duty garden furniture or whatever, and it is seriously heavy duty garden furniture, damn good stuff as well, you know. And it looks like he's using reclaimed wood and stuff from a timber yard, a lot of pallets being used well. And I thought, oh, I'll take his number because he looks like a carpenter who can build something solid. And I popped round to actually meet him today, and he's a picture of ex military personage, And he started telling me all these amazing stories, and I really, really, really hope they are 100% true, because I was pretty entertained and enthralled to hear more. Kind of excited, but I thought, really? Really? Names were being thrown around, like Tupara, he was in the Falklands, Iraq, knows how to kill people with his bare hands. Would love to meet Andy McNab, so that he could tear his throat out with one arm tied behind his back, for writing fictional stories. All kinds of really interesting stuff. I hesitate now to actually go into as much detail as he gave me, because it's the kind of stuff that would get him banged up again. Yeah. So, interesting and exciting background. Is he the kind of guy that I would like to get working on the stuff I've got to do, like some complicated shelving system? And which I said, rustic's good, as in rough and ready and made look, and an epic bench of massive proportions, which I want as a workbench stroke desk. Yeah, I think he is, because he's going to make the process a lot more exciting, being that little bit eccentric. Yeah, I'm taking a bit of a chance. Apparently, he's just come out of a relationship with a multimillionaire. And left everything behind. Which sounds foolish, as far as I'm concerned, but he seems to be happy to be living off his military pension, but would like a bit of cash up front to pay for materials before actually getting down to it. Which, having been to his house and seen his workshop and seen the amount of stuff he's made and he's got lined out in the front of his driveway, I don't have any worry giving him the money, because he's got more than enough stuff he's made to pay for any down payment of materials. And to be honest, he's mostly using recycled wood, so it's not going to cost much. I'm not worried about getting ripped off or anything. I do actually trust the guy. But you meet these characters and you've got to think, wow. Just wow. I can't explain it any other way. So that's been my Saturday so far. Tomorrow, I really hope to get down and dirty and do a bit more work. In the meantime, it's finishing the wine and then measuring, plotting, scheming, and hanging out momentarily in my as yet unfinished den.